All right, good morning and welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast. My name is Tom, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is May 3rd. One day before you get to say May the 4th be with you. That is very exciting. Pretty cool little event that happens one time a year. That's tomorrow. May the 4th be with you tomorrow. What is it? It is the 3rd, right? Yeah. So it is Monday. Got up this morning, went for a nice run with my buddy Brian. I don't know where you live, but I can tell you right now where we live, it is beautiful. Sort of. I mean, I think it's going to rain, but it was just spectacular this morning. You know, it's warming up. It was still, you know, refreshing temperature, but I would definitely say it wasn't cold. Nice run, good chat. You know, it's all I really want from life, right? And friendships is just, you know, a nice back and forth. You know, I don't need a competition. I don't have to be the best or the worst. I don't have to be a piece in someone's puzzle or someone's little play, you know. I love Brian. He's just easygoing, shows up. We go for a nice run. We talk simple talk about small businesses and working and, you know, get our little rants out. And, you know, we enjoy it. And then we finish our run and we have a nice cup of coffee, sit on the porch and just have a nice time. I love that. That's all I want. You know, I mean, I'm 52 years old. That's the whole reason I got sober. I mean, I didn't realize it, but now that I'm sober and you know, in it, and these are the things that I get from it, this is the stuff that I always wanted. Honest relationships. Not a lot of fluff, shit. It's like simple relationships. Even though I'm going to celebrate 13 years, I still get involved in relationships because I still don't feel like I'm good enough. And I put up with dumb shit from dumb fucking people. And it gets old. And you know, one of the things that comes along with relationships that are built out of me not feeling like I'm good enough are resentments. And we tend to put up with shit because, you know, and it's hard, I don't know. I mean, when I was back as a young person in my using days, you know, nobody wanted to, you know, you have your people, you know, the people that are like you, but you're not hanging out with, you know, business owners and, you know, people doing positive stuff. You're hanging out with kind of, you know, the bottom of the barrel kind of folks, which was perfectly fine. We all have our levels. It's all levels. And I remember just hanging out with those kind of people, but you always want to hang out with the best kind of lowlifes, right? The high-end lowlifes. And, I mean, the good life has those kind of people too. Right? And, you know, but I, even though I've improved my life and I've improved my behavior and I've improved the people around me, sometimes I still feel just like this lowlife guy. And so when I meet people that have some sort of, you know, what I call a life, you know, sometimes you end up putting up with a lot of shit from these people because you still don't feel like you're good enough to be involved with this group. I don't know if that makes any sense. But at some point, you're like, fuck this. Fucking bullshit. And, you know, I guess I'm kind of going through that right now. I love my friends, but I'm not putting up with shit anymore. And I'm not putting up with shit from people because I feel like I'm not good enough and they can just walk all over you. And I had an incident, unfortunately, right or wrong. But one of the things about me is that I've always been, and my father was the same way, and I've always appreciated people that are the same way. I don't like a lot of bullshit. Just tell me what's up. I'm going to just tell you what's up. This is what's up. I'm not going to smooth it over. I'm not going to brush the hair out of your eyes. I'm going to tell you, hey, this is how I feel. And some people can't handle that. And, you know, it's unfortunate. And you know what? I can't handle it either. I hate when people get honest with me, when people call me out. I remember my buddy Matt. He's like, hey, man, we're going to have a dinner on Friday night. Would you like to come? And I was like, well, I have to work on Friday. Can we do it on Saturday? And I remember he looked at me and he says, what, you think I'm going to change the whole party for you? I guess you don't get to go. And I remember I was like, ugh, gut punch, gut punch. Like, first of all, I thought for a moment he reminded me that I thought I was entitled. I was so important that I could actually move the whole party over a day because I thought I was that's how important I was. And not only did I think I was that, I guess I thought I was that because I said it, right? Can we move the party? And then, you know, he kindly reminded me that I'm not and that he won't. And it was one of those I felt like I was about an inch tall. Inch tall. Humiliation. Ego devastation. Ego was like, I think you can move the party. Can you imagine that? Asking somebody to move a party? Can you move it? Duh, no. And I'm like, oh, God. And, you know, that was a wake-up call for me. That was a real eye-opening experience. And, you know, I had this, you know, I had a moment with a friend, and it didn't go well. And I'm not sure I would change a thing about it. It's unfortunate. The reaction by this person was amazing. I was astounded. And as much as all weekend I've wanted to fix this, all weekend I've wanted to say sorry, but all weekend I've reminded myself that I didn't do anything wrong. And I feel bad. But at the same time, I'm like, you know what? Maybe this friendship isn't, you know, maybe it's not that important. Maybe it's not even a friendship. I mean, how many friends do we even have? Right? And even though I think I was in the right, and I don't want to be in the right, even though I feel like there's nothing that I should clean up, it's bothered me all weekend. All weekend I've been annoyed by this, bothered, felt bad. You know, I need to clean it up. I want to run in there with my broom and dust thing and, you know, clean this whole mess up. But I didn't do anything. And part of me is like, I don't even want to clean it up now. It just kind of exposed. First of all, the one thing I can do is, you know, my wife says it. You may think you're being honest, but sometimes your tone isn't comforting. And I get that. My dad was a lot like that, or my dad is a lot like that. And maybe I picked that up for him. I mean, I'm not mean, but I think that when I reach the end, when I get to that point where I've had it, I just, the frosting's gone, the sunshine's gone. It's like, listen, you're fucking with me now. And maybe people aren't used to that. I don't know. I'm sorry. It's tough. But I looked at this situation and if I could change something, what I would change is I would have avoided all of the things that happened before the incident. I would have just never taken this person on as a client, right? Because what I end up doing is I try to be nice and I don't charge them. I don't make them pay for certain things. You know, I try to be nice. Try to be kind. And I think people just lose their direction when people are nice to them. You know, when we started this studio, I was like, you know, you girls want to pot, or girls and guys at the time, in fact, I was like, you want to use the studio? Use it. No charge. I'm not in this for the money. And they're like, you need to charge us something because it keeps us in the game. It keeps us honest. It keeps some skin in the game. And I was like, yeah, I guess you're right. So I think they pay $50 or something. But there's some truth to that. And when you give somebody something, even though they didn't ask, I was just trying to be nice. But it turned around and bit me. And the worst part is I think this lady is so awesome. I think this lady is so awesome. And I would tell her to her face, love her dearly. Love the whole family. But what went down the other day was, to me, inexcusable. And I'm not putting up with that shit anymore. I've come too far and I've done too much to put up with that. So I guess I'm venting. I don't even know what that means. I'm not putting up with that anymore. It's just being a human, I guess. I guess what I'm saying is I'm not going to go run to this person and apologize because I didn't do anything. It's a shame. Sometimes friendships just have to end. Maybe this friendship is done. I mean, I don't know if I'd even be that sad, to be honest with you. I'm going to be quite honest. I'm kind of over it. And honestly, this is my first really attempt at kind of venting about this. I've talked it with my wife over the weekend, and you know, I really wanted to kind of drop it, but I really need to discuss it a little bit. And I think it's not almost, I know that if I hadn't gotten sober, or if I wasn't sober, and regardless of the fact that if I wasn't sober, I probably wouldn't be friends with a lot of the people that I'm friends with now. I'd have a lot of different kinds of friends. But one of the great things about being sober is when I come through a situation like this, and believe me, I've gone through it with a fine-tooth comb, and I definitely could have done some things different. And but what I like about the fact of being sober is that I have an opportunity to clean this up. And I think really the challenging part is to figure out what is it that I need to clean up. Is it the unfortunate discussion that we had? Is it me bringing people on as friends that aren't really friends? Or is it me just wanting to be liked by people that aren't really that nice? So I'm not sure what I have to clean up. As far as my character, I'm not sure how much I really need to clean up. You know, sometimes people confuse honesty and, you know, cutting to the chase and, you know, taking the sugar off the top as, you know, and this person's word lashing out. And And that's what really fucking pissed me off, honestly, about all of this, was that just because I was honest and shared how I felt, that this person felt like that they were being attacked. And that was far, far from the truth. And that's kind of the message that was put out there. And then it came back to me like, you know, nobody's ever done this. And I'm like, fuck that. I didn't fucking attack anybody. I was honest. And maybe some more people should be a little more honest with people and start changing people's behaviors. You know, and it's funny because I've had a conversation with this person about an audience, you know. And unfortunately, I was becoming an audience to this person because this person, you know, was doing all sorts of different things. Canceling, moving, changing. Very inconsiderate, I thought. And I was putting up with it. And that's my fault. That is my fault. I should have said, listen, I can't, if this is kind of the relationship you want to have, I can't be in it. And not a bad relationship, but, you know, some people, like in my business, you know, you see people that come and go and you're through your book and you just know they're always on time for an appointment. They're always on time. And then you have these people that just aren't. And whether it's their fault or not their fault, maybe their schedule just is so flexible or always changing that they can't. You know, like I know one person that always is moving and canceling, but she also owns another business and she gets caught up in that. But I tell you, you know, I'm okay with that one. But, you know, some people just aren't great with appointments. And, you know, in my business, it starts costing me money. And that was the frustrating part. And I think just because, you know, I really considered this person a close friend and I just felt like it was very inconsiderate. And that's all I'm going to say about it. What can we read here? And listen, this is just me sharing. I'm not attacking. I love these people. Love them. And I think that's what hurts the most. But I also know that sometimes you just got to let go and let God take it over. And, you know. Wish him the best. Good luck. All right, what can we read about? Let's see. Daily reflections. And I can tell you, man, I've had a rough weekend over this. Very rough weekend. I think one of the things that's been the roughest is that I really appreciated this friendship, always knowing, though, that it wasn't that great. You know? You know, you have these people that, you know, they almost bring you into their life just so that they can improve themselves by making fun of you and pointing out things that you're not as good at and making themselves look better. You know, this feels like in the end that that's what this relationship was about. And, you know, and it was fine for a while, but now I look at it and I say, this isn't a relationship. You know, I ran with my buddy Brian this morning. Him and I, we have a great time. If it was this other person, they'd be making fun of him, and I like to do it, blah, blah, blah. And I'd be like, why? Why you got to be so fucking hateful? And I realized, why do I have to stay in this relationship? I don't. And I'm not going to. Let's see. All right. Enough of that shit. All right. Daily reflections. Oh, wow. Okay, May 3rd, cleaning house. Yep, there it is. Thank you, AA. Always comes swinging through. Somehow, being alone with God doesn't seem as embarrassing as facing up to another person. Until we actually sit down and talk aloud about what we have so long hidden, our willingness to clean house is still largely theoretical. 12 Steps, 12 Traditions, page 60. It wasn't unusual for me to talk to God and myself about my character defects, but to sit down face to face and openly discuss these intimacies with another person was much more difficult. I recognized in the experience, however, similar relief to the one I had experienced when I first admitted that I was an alcoholic. I began to appreciate the spiritual significance of the program and that this step was just an introduction to what was yet to come in the remaining 7 steps. Yeah. Nothing changes a life like shame and guilt. And I know nothing has changed. There's been the changes in my life, the big changes in my life always were around shame and guilt. And it's unfortunate, but that seems to be the catalyst to make things happen. That seems to be the catalyst to shake things up. You know, it's unfortunate. It is unfortunate. I can tell you, though, that it's nothing to drink over. Maybe this will be a learning experience for both parties. I know I'm learning. I felt really bad about this, but I also didn't do anything. So what's that about? You know, I'm still just this kid that doesn't want to lose friends. And I don't want to lose friends, but I also don't want to admit that the people that I'm making my friends aren't obviously that great of friends, right? Right? I don't know. I think maybe after 50, I should just not have any friends. You know, I got my family. This weekend was, Sam's birthday is on the 6th, so in 3 days, but he's going to be with his mom. So we had this great weekend, and it just made me really appreciate the fact that, you know, I don't really need friends. You know, I have acquaintances. I have plenty of acquaintances, but, you know, to actually go like eighth grade friend style, I don't need it. I don't need it. And that's all my fault. That is all my fault. It's all my fault. So what else is going on? What else do you want to talk about? How's everybody doing with, you know, no meetings? I guess Zoom meetings are out there. I think we were talking a little bit about the four step. You know, I think if I was going to do, part of the reason why I know that I'm not really in the wrong is because if I try to do a four step on this situation that I just went through this past week, I can't really four step it, right? I can do a four step on myself, and I can take a look at my behavior and kind of give it a, you know, because it was a little out of character for me to just get annoyed and be, you know, I'm done with this. I'm not allowing. So I guess the first thing I would say is that I wouldn't allow, or I would share with the person that, you know, is I would share with the person that canceling or not showing up for appointments is really bothers me, and I should have been honest early about that, and I wasn't, and I acted like it was no big deal, and inside it bothered me. It was a seed in the justified resentment garden. And so if I could do something different, I would have said, listen, hey, you know, if your schedule is so busy that you have to cancel and stuff, you know, you might have to go somewhere else. I love you, but you might have to go somewhere else because, you know, I try to run a pretty tight book. That's maybe the first thing I could have said. The second thing is, I don't know. I don't know what else I could have said because I tried to be thoughtful in my words. I tried to reflect back on other moments where I've had like this, where I've just finally been honest and, you know, I've learned over the years through relationships because unfortunately honesty sometimes is painful and, you know, I don't want to start to lecture anybody. You know, part of my problem with this whole thing is I want to reach out to this person and say, listen, I'm super sorry. And then I want to lecture them. And I don't want to lecture them. I don't want to lecture anybody. And I'm afraid that anything I have to say about this is end up going to be some sort of lecturing. And this person's a complete adult. I'm an adult. I'm not going to lecture anybody. I don't want to be that guy. I just have to take care of me. I hope everyone's having a great day. Thanks for listening to me. I hope, you know, if the person that I had this problem with listens to this podcast, I love you. Always know that. It'll be fine. We'll work it out. I hope everyone has a great day, and peace. I heard her speak the wrong words for an absence born of shame. Though a spirit, still a part of me, we're a part and not the same. Oh, in the cold.
hungry and restless for the seasons of change.